This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Panic spread through Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, on Thursday as dozens of angry police officers took to the streets to protest the killing of their fellow officers by armed gangs. Protesters first attacked Prime Minister Ariel Henry's residence. VOA Creole's reporter at the residence heard multiple gunshots but could not determine whether anyone was wounded or killed. The protesters later headed to the airport where Henry was arriving after a trip to Argentina to attend a summit of a community of Latin American and Caribbean states. VOA's reporter said the protesters entered the airport, confronted the prime minister before his security detail took him to safety. The protesters burned tires at the National Police headquarters and flew the Haitian flag at half-staff in honor of their fallen comrades. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians has flared up again in the West Bank, leaving nearly a dozen people dead. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Israeli forces conducted a raid at the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing a number of Palestinians, some described as militants, but one was a 61-year-old woman. This was the deadliest incident there in two decades, and Israeli forces are on heightened alert as Palestinians prepare to bury the dead and fill the streets in protest. Two rockets were then fired from Gaza, the first such attack since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's return to power. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration has moved to protect the pristine Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northeastern Minnesota from future mining. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland signed an order Thursday closing over 350 square miles of the Superior National Forest to mineral leasing for 20 years. From Washington, this is VOA News.